For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Giller at the Minnesota State Fair, and it's a tradition to be at the Minnesota Department of Agriculture booth, and Assistant Commissioner Patrice Bailey joining us. And, you know, fair is fun, fair is food, fair is people. It is the great Minnesota get-together.
It sure is, and it's really great to be here on the opening day to be able to see the influx of people that are doing the park and ride and going to get schnitzel already. From Farmers Union. So I already got my coffee from all over there, so it's really great to be here.
You know, you stop on by and there's different portions of Minnesota Department of Agriculture here at the booth. It just resembles, I guess, the many different aspects in where you try and help out and aid agriculture in.
You know, it's also to talk about the growth of where the department is going. Now we have the Emerging Farmer Office, we have a booth for the Emerging Farmers, so we're just sort of really having the reach to meet as many people as possible.
Here's the curveball. How do you define an emerging farmer? I think you can't. It's got so many different definitions.
There's so many definitions, but I would say that, you know, if anyone's looking for entry into agriculture for the first time and they're not sure where to go, what to do, I would say that that's sort of starting the journey for being an emerging farmer. But, I mean, classically, it would be anybody that has anywhere between 0 to 10 years experience of some sort of agriculture, because that emerging piece could be anything. It could be cottage food. It could be farmers markets. It could just be the idea of wanting to have a co-op or a food hub.
So here at the fair, what kind of resources are they going to find? Are there programs they should be aware of? Or?
Well, we have people that are here to be able to give resources and talk about, you know, different grants that the Emerging Farmer Office has, grants that the department has. I know last week, you know, we had a ton of grants that was going out the door. Everything from livestock investment grants to agri grants to urban agriculture grants, dairy business planning grants. So there was a ton of things that were happening. So, I mean, we're just really, you know, showing the diversity of what the department has. That's with Minnesota Ag in the Classroom, Minnesota Grown. You know, these are staples in Minnesota. So we definitely want to make sure that we just have a one-stop shop.
I think a lot of farmers or emerging farmers, they get maybe suffocated by this whole economics of it. Boy, if I want to purchase land or if I want to purchase equipment, it can, from an economic standpoint, it can be a deterrent, you know. So that's kind of that one hurdle. Like you mentioned, those grants can be helpful.
I always think, you know, and I always say this to those who don't have land, is to be a part of a group, whether that's Farmers Union, Farmers Farm Bureau, because at least if I'm a member of any of those groups, I can say we're members equally, but you have land and I don't. So that's where the conversation can start. But I think the other part about that is really being able to see how special it is to be able to have these other areas around the state that have, you know, these various types of crops, types of ideas of different things that they want to grow, ways in which they are bringing indigenous foods from whether it's the tribes or from people from the diaspora of Africa, to be able to have everyone to sort of partake in what that looks like.
I think now more than ever you can find your own niche too and still be successful. You don't need to have 500 acres, you know.
You could do everything on 5 acres. Well, maybe not everything.
Great.
But at least 5 acres to get started. And the other thing about land is that, you know, it has to start somewhere. Whether you're, you know, we have grants that you can use in the city for down payment assistance grants. You can use those in the rural areas. But there's a way that you can get started somewhere. So there, you know, we sort of taken away the barrier, you know, of being able to get started. Even if it's $15,000 to use as a down payment towards a bigger piece of land, it's really talking about generational wealth down the road. You know, think about your kids and their kids, and that's sort of where the thinking of, you know, I want to invest in a farm, land, you know, those type of things.
And I think this circle, too, it's kind of a, you're open then to a crock pot of ideas, too, using a Minnesota term, crock pot. But you get that where, you know, say, hey, what are you doing? What are you trying? Oh, maybe that'll work for me. And You mentioned other aid groups. I think there's a lot of benefit there.
Well, going back to the hot pot, you talk about the Minnesota deep dish as well. It's really looking at the topography of the whole state and knowing how special it is from Halleck all the way down to Rochester, that there's something for everyone. And I always look at, how blessed that we are in Minnesota to be able to have such a rich land base, where some parts of the state doesn't have livestock and other parts do. So, you sort of get a niche to be able to say, I want to go there, I want to buy local, I want to be able to support, small to mid-sized farms. So there's ways that you could do that.
I think you just need a page through the Minnesota Grown directory and you can see a lot of success.
Oh, Minnesota Grown is such a staple in the amount of things that you can look at on that page. Anything that you can think of, and, farmers markets, or where can I, get some Honeycrisp apples around the state. You can use it on your phone. So technology has definitely been woven into the Minnesota Grown directory.
I guess finally we should touch on, you mentioned like the grants that are available. Yeah. Is that a complicated process in general?
Well, it's not a complicated process. It's basically making sure that you know when the due dates are, making sure that, just understanding how to fill it out. And we have lots of help, lots of technical assistance to be able to make sure people are successful in writing the grants, but also receiving them. Yeah. And I think that, if you received the grant in the past, be able to share what that process was like for you, to give it to somebody else who's always looking for a way to, say, well, I need help, and I can go to the Department of Agriculture for that, and ways in which we can make sure that someone, has that dream that they're looking for.
Assistant Commissioner of Agriculture Patrice Bailey joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
For CASM Radio at the Minnesota State Fair, I'm Joe Gill.